going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Israel says it has achieved air superiority over Tehran and could fly over the Iranian capital without facing major threats. That comes 4 days after Israel launched attacks meant to cripple Iran's capability of creating nuclear weapons. With me now, CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley. Courtney, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Megan.
How many waves of attacks have we now seen between Israel and Iran over the last 4 days?
There's just been barrages in Iran and then, of course, retaliation by the Iranians into Israel. And we've seen some of those ballistic missiles penetrate the Iron Dome defense missile system in Israel. And we've seen, on the streets of Tehran and the streets of Tel Aviv, just terror and casualties. You mentioned that this Netanyahu and the Israeli government said it's against the nuclear facilities. And I can tell you, according to the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog group, Natanz, one of those nuclear plants, did have a loss of power. Backup generator is destroyed. There's likely damage to the centrifuges. And the same with Isfahan. There's a threat of radiation inside, but no threat of radiation outside. And then there are other ones, the large one, Fordo, that's talked about a lot. That remains untouched.
What about overall damage and casualties in both countries? I'm thinking, from a civilian basis.
From a civilian basis, the casualties in Israel are shocking that the missiles have gone through. We really haven't seen anything like this in Israel proper. Before, it was usually airstrikes and war is usually carried out in surrounding lands. And then the casualties are not that high, we're looking at, but there's still concern that both sides could lose the support of their civilians who are going through all of this. I mean, Iran does not really enjoy, the Ayatollah does not really enjoy any support. Most people are against the regime. But also in Israel, there's been a lot of discontent in the populace against Netanyahu. And now he is achieving what his ultimate goal has been. He's made it very clear for decades that he wants to go after Iran and their nuclear plants. But it remains to be seen if it's going to be effective, how long this will go on, how much the civilians have to endure on both sides.
Now, Courtney, I think what's really interesting about this, and it kind of speaks to the changing landscape there, is the fact that if this would have happened several years ago, there might have been more talk about this is going to spark something wider in the Middle East. But it seems like other countries either have been somewhat neutralized or they're just staying quiet at this point.
Right. Well, the Hezbollah has definitely been neutralized. That dominated Lebanon and politics and the South. And with Hassan Nasrallah, the leader that was killed by Israeli forces about a year ago last fall, he's gone, and the leadership doesn't have the strength of leadership. Naim Qassem, Hamas has been decimated as well. Hamas and Hezbollah used to be a direct threat on Israel's border. And then also through the Golan, Syria was supported by Iran and Bashar al-Assad, the dictator and murderer, just a brutal, brutal leader, has left, and he's in Moscow. So there's a new leadership in Syria, and Hamas and Hezbollah have been neutralized. So you're not, and Iraq actually is, you know, is a Shia majority country like Iran and a Shia government, but they're more concerned about keeping the peace in their country now. So you really don't see anyone rushing to Iran's defense.
What message is being sent by the U.S. at this point?
The messaging really was, that came out of the White House yesterday to Reuters, was that they told Netanyahu, or Trump, excuse me, President Trump told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he did not want or condone, if they killed the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, that he had said no to that. Now, whether that's true or not, it doesn't really matter. That's the messaging coming out. That's what the White House wants to be known, that they still are open for any kind of deal, a nuclear deal, which is what they wanted. And they were planning on continuing talks. Yesterday was supposed to be the sixth round, but then Netanyahu launched missiles and attacked Iran, and that went off the table. But President Trump has made it very clear that he'd still like to get back to some kind of deal making.
That is CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley. Courtney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.